This episode is all about the art of the ask.
You're listening to
I Wish I Knew.
I Wish I Knew.
I Wish I Knew.
The I Wish I Knew podcast with your host, Jonathan A. Graham.
So we all need help from time to time. Sometimes we can help ourselves. Sometimes other people that we know can help us. Sometimes other people that we don't know can help us. And this particular episode is about asking people that we don't particularly know. So the art of the ask is all about how to reach out to someone cold, someone blind, and increase the odds of getting them to help you out. So this is anchored in a few recent experiences that I've had that I was the recipient of people asking me to help them with something. I'll give you one example of this. One was a person that reached out because they were actually working at a company that is going through a round of layoffs. Her job is going to be eliminated. And as such, the ask came to me was, hey, can you let me know of any job openings that are available. The reason why this particularly was not an effective way of asking is because it really put the burden on me to know what type of jobs she would be best suited for and know all the other jobs that are available and do that matching. And keep in mind, this is a person that I don't know very well at all. I have only interacted with them remotely on the internet. And so instead of asking me to say, hey, what are the jobs that are available? It would have been much better for her to have provided me with some context of, hey, I've already researched the jobs that are listed on your company site, which there are thousands of. These are the two or three that I feel most qualified for based on my experience. Would you mind helping me with an introduction to a hiring manager or a recruiter, which would have been much, much easier. When I think about this whole podcast being, I wish I knew things I know now, I actually went back and looked at some of my emails from 2012, 2015, where I was making asks to people totally blind and realizing how much I've grown and learned since then. And I think this is a very important thing to be able to do. I reach out to people all the time. Many of them I have on this podcast who you've heard from before that I did not have any personal relationship with. So getting straight to it, I think the ultimate thing to consider, the number one key, is put yourself in the other person's shoes. At the end of the day, we are all people. We all have emotions to manage. We all have schedules, personal, professional, a number of other different obligations and goals. So putting yourself in that person's shoes, number one, is make it clear who you are and what it is that you are about, meaning providing an introduction, brief summary of yourself and what that's about. If it's over email, if you have a social media profile, make sure that's up to date, make sure it's concise, make sure it's crisp, make sure it reflects you, have a picture, those type of things. I would say that putting yourself in your person's shoes also means doing your research. Don't ask the person something you could Google. If it's a question that's already on Google, you can go get that. No one wants to be asked a question that's obviously that you could have done. That's just lazy. I would say another thing is putting yourself in the person's shoes. People are more inclined to help people that have already helped themselves. So do as much of what you can with what you have already, and then come to that person and ask for that help. So this is an example of that person coming to me. If they had already done the research and saying, hey, there's these 10 different jobs that I'm interested in. I know that you're connected to these people on LinkedIn and have this particular experience. Would you mind doing that? You're increasing your odds, obviously, by that. But to be what I would consider lazy and just reach out and send me an email asking me to do the work to go find out which jobs exist and not know anything about this person's background and their ability to function in different roles was just not the best way to set themselves up. So the other thing about this, putting yourself in the other person's shoes, no one wants to read a paragraph of information when they could have only read one sentence. So keep it short, be direct, be concise. Putting yourself in another person's shoes, make it easy on them. So if I'm asking somebody for a particular time of their availability, I can use a tool like Calendly, for example, which allows me to send a link to someone and them to select a time on my calendar. So instead of us having to go back and forth on emails, trying to find a time to meet, let's say they were willing to meet with me, I can say, hey, here are the times of my availability. I've predefined these on my calendar, and I'm sharing this link with you. If you don't know what Calendly is, I'll include a link there. It's a really cool tool for helping automate the scheduling of meetings. And lastly, putting yourself in another person's shoes. Don't forget to follow up. So if the person doesn't reply on the first chance, on the first time you reach out, no worries. It's okay to follow up. But more importantly, the follow-up I'm referring to is if they actually do reply and they do satisfy that request, give you that favor, make sure you follow up to keep them updated. There's nothing I hate more than helping people out and then never hearing from them again. And then they just ghost. And think about planting a garden. It is an emotional seed that I'm planting. Your talent and your energy that you have there, it's the time, the energy, the advice, the conversation that I'm putting into this, and I want to see it grow. If I have that conversation, it's something that, for me, brings me satisfaction to see the progress around the way. And so if you don't follow up and keep me updated, and I don't know what you're doing, it really feels you just used me for one favor and then you disappeared. And it's not conducive to building a long-term relationship, and relationships are super important. That's it for today, the art of the ask. Do your research. Do as much of it as you can. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Keep it short. Be easy. Don't forget to follow up. Remember, no matter where you are, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. I'm out.
Thanks for listening to the I Wish I Knew podcast with Jonathan A. Graham. For more free resources and this episode's show notes, head over to jonathanagraham.com.